Yes.
Good evening. Thank you all for coming out tonight. We're going to do something a little bit different this evening because we have a brief special meeting to deal with an urgent matter. It's going to take about 5 minutes, and then we will return to the regular board meeting that typically starts about now. So, good evening and welcome to the March 18th, 2020 special meeting of the Capistrano Unified School District. The meeting is now in session, and the time is now 7:01. And I'd like to, I guess, make a comment, one other comment before we get too far into this, and that is that this meeting is being live streamed tonight. So there is actually, it's actually accessible to the public online on the district's homepage. That doesn't mean that the video is betraying anybody in the room here. They're hearing the audio and seeing the exhibits on the live stream. So there's no video, live video of this room. But we will proceed with speakers in the normal fashion, and just know that your voice is being carried out over the internet. There may be people far away listening. So I will open the session, and Mrs. Hayes, could you call the roll?
Student advisor Koenig-Schofer will be absent this evening, so I will not call her name the rest of the evening. Trustee Hanacek?
Here.
Trustee Bulikas?
Here.
Trustee Castellanos?
Here.
Trustee Holloway?
Here.
Trustee Jones?
Here.
Trustee McNicholas?
Here.
And Trustee Reardon?
Here. Amazingly, we're all still together. I will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Please rise. Again, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. May I have a motion to adopt the agenda?
So moved.
A motion by McNicholas. A second. A second on the agenda, please.
Second.
Okay. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? All right, that passes 7-0. And the sole item on the agenda tonight is an independent contractor agreement, number 1920269, for emergency COVID-19 procedures, American Technology Incorporated. Clark Hampton will present the item.
Thank you, President Reardon. So this is to be ready if we need it contract, given the virus and the uncertainty we have with our schools. Right now they're closed, but this would be just in case when we need them to sanitize the schools. So there's three levels of we have now. Level one is we can do it ourselves. We do preventative sanitizing and cleaning. This company would come in if there's a suspected or known virus that exists, and they have specialized equipment or certified cleaners that we don't have. So they would be at the ready if we need them. So it's not to initiate it. It's actually just to have them on call ready to go if we're going to need them. We don't expect to use them. We don't have to use them. But just in case you want to be ready, so that we have them on call ready to go.
Okay. Are there any blue cards on that item? No? Okay. Trustees, questions?
Yes. So this would be for level two or three cleaning? We conduct level one, and then level two or three would be this company.
And a good analogy is people may have heard that the norovirus breaks out on a cruise ship. Companies come in and clean, you know, they sanitize a cruise ship after there's been an outbreak. Mm-hmm. This company does that exact same kind of work.
Trustee Bulikas, question?
Yes, Trustee Bulikas. I'm sorry, I kind of asked her if it's like an echo chamber. So I hope this is not a duplicate question, but I'd like to know why our staff is not able to handle this unless they need hazmat suits or something. Are we not able to buy the cleaning supplies? We're just in the
discussion about even part-time help that may be out of jobs. Are we not able to give this additional work if we were to need it to our own employees?
Right. So we are, our staff doesn't have the training or the equipment for going into an environment where there's a known virus that exists to mitigate the virus. And so this company would go in and they would out there certify to do the work, and they would also certify the cleanliness of the school once they completed. But the reality is our staff doesn't just have, we don't have the equipment to do this kind of work.
The company does this with their own employees. These are not our employees, is that correct?
Yes, they use their own employees. They're trained to do this kind of work. They were engineers in specialized equipment.
Trustee on the phone?
But I could not understand what Clark said, other than we don't have the equipment. Jim, are you able to, maybe with your microphone, clarify what he stated?
He says that this firm has special training for their staff and the necessary equipment to go into a place where there's a known virus.
Maybe Judy didn't hear the part.
More than just wiping down the rooms. There's actually equipment that is air filtration, or what, because the contract does not give us any details other than what we'd be spending per square foot.
You want to go ahead and comment?
So, yeah, they would do specialized equipment. They have specialized training, and they would certify that they sanitize the school to eliminate the virus. And it's better to have a company do this kind of work rather than to send our employees who are not used to this kind of, this level of, we don't have the equipment to equip the employees for this kind of work. I don't think we can need it, but if we want to be ready and have a contract so that we can get them, if we need them, we can get them before they're taken up by other organizations being used by them.
The trustees on the phone, were you able to hear that answer?
Yes, I understand Trustee Boas's view. I definitely appreciate that, but I think I understand what the reasons why. Thank you.
I'm not able to hear what Deputy Superintendent Hampton is saying, but I do understand the gist of the issue. I don't think we're going to be able to understand what the staff is talking about. Correct.
We're going
to
get up.
All right. Well, how about if we complete this meeting and we'll try to work on the audio for a second before we start the next meeting?
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll mention that in a second. Okay, I'd like to entertain a motion to dispense with this item.
I move we approve independent contractor agreement number 1920269 for emergency COVID-19 procedures by American Technologies.
Second.
All right, I have a motion and a second. If there's no further discussion, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Because we're teleconferencing.
Aye. Because we're teleconferencing, we get to vote.
Roll call.
I did not vote because I can't make out what you're saying.
Okay.
So I am not going to vote.
So it's a roll call vote. So I will call each trustee's name. Trustee Hanicek.
Aye.
Trustee Bulikas.
Nay.
Trustee Castellanos?
Aye.
Trustee Holloway?
Aye.
Trustee Jones?
Aye.
Trustee McNicholas?
Aye.
Trustee Reardon?
Aye. So that is the only item on the special agenda, so I would entertain a motion to adjourn the special meeting.
I move adjournment.
Is there a second? Trustee McNicholas.
Second.
By Trustee Holloway. All in favor of adjournment. We'll need another roll call.
Hanicek.
Aye.
Bulikas.
Aye.
Castellanos.
Aye.
Holloway.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
McNicholas.
Aye.
Reardon.
Aye. That meeting is adjourned. Now, if you'll bear with us for a minute.